Good morning, everybody. Happy Friday. I mean, happy, I guess, is a relative term, dependent on if you think the sky is falling because Alan Lazard got hurt, or whether, you know, maybe work on the weekends, so maybe it's not so happy because it's Friday. But it's Friday. We're throwing down here at Cheesehead TV. Good to see everybody in the comment section. I see your jokes. I see jokey jokesters out there. Good to see everybody. Yeah, keep calm and carry on. That's the name of the video, and that's the mentality. You know, it's really always kind of interesting to see when injuries hit how people react. And, you know, there are people who say, okay, you know, it's unfortunate, but next man up. Those are the kind of people I want to hang with. The people who, oh, see, this is, I told you so. They're the morons that you can cut out of your life. The fact that someone's reaction, instant reaction to finding out a player got hurt is a, I told you so, I was right. I mean, that tells you all you need to know. It says infinitely more about them than it does what the Packers did, Brian Gutekunst, myself, Corey, whoever. That's the other thing. Last night, my Twitter feed was filled with people trying to come at me with, you got any takes now? You got any wide receiver takes? Yeah, next man up. That's my take. Wide receivers, gold retrievers, families of beavers. I don't care. They're still dropping 30 on Atlanta and probably every other team they face. Man, just keep hating. Just the haters, just keep hating. The Packers know what they're doing. They're going to keep rolling on offense. People. Dylan, thanks for the super chat. We all know that Tom Grossi offers us as a wide receiver too, but can you speak to his ability as a blocker in the run game? Dylan, I'm going to say it's suspect. Seeing as he can barely hold the controller to play Madden, I don't think he's going to really hold up too well on some of those smash mouth plays. Jill, when did Lazard get hurt? That we don't know. I suspect Matt LaFleur will be asked about it today. It possibly could have been in the game. It could have been during a lifting session, maybe during Monday or Tuesday. But I would suspect it probably happened sometime during the game, and it just didn't kind of manifest itself seriously until later. I'll take the family of beavers. That's what I'm talking about. Julia, yes, I do. You got to feel bad for Lazard. I mean, he's coming off literally the best game of his career, kind of arriving, especially on the national stage. And then to have this happen, that just sucks. Reese, how serious? Not really known, but according to ESPN, he has had surgery, which probably keeps him out for a while. When is EQ eligible to return? After this game. So, obviously, they have the bye week, so hopefully they get EQ back after the bye week. But he was placed on IR after the Vikings game, after week one. And with the rules this year for 2020, you have to be on injury reserve for at least 3 weeks. So that would be up after the Monday night game. Let's get some more Aaron Jones out wide looks and see more of Jamal and Dylan. Yeah, I think we'll definitely see more of the running backs involved in the passing offense. There's no question about it. You know, I'm all for splitting out Aaron Jones, and I'm all for getting him involved in the passing game. I do think they've been trying to force it a little bit. Obviously, they had the phenomenal catch up the sideline against the Lions. But it looks like they're really trying to make Aaron Jones downfield into something where, you know, I don't think he's best utilized that way. I think some of the crossing stuff, that's fine. The screen game, etc. There's no doubt that he can do it. I don't know. It just feels like Aaron's going to it, or maybe they're drawing it up. Maybe not too much, but it feels a little forced. I don't know. It's an intangible thing that I can't really express properly, so I'll just shut up. Really gonna miss Allen's energy on the field. Yeah, Chad. I mean, hell, just the physicalness at that position. And the willingness to get in there and stick your nose in there against linebackers, defensive ends, it brings a mentality to the room and to the field that, you know, we've heard Matt LaFleur talk about a lot. And I agree. They will miss it. No doubt about it. I really wish DeGuara would get healthy. Yeah. I mean, Lord, that's a really kind of, I'm not saying mystifying, but it's really unfortunate because week one, you saw, he was certainly part of the game plan. He was utilized a lot more than I thought he would be early on. And then he, you know, had the injury pop up there week two, and we haven't seen him since. Now, he went early last week, the first day of practice, but then sat back down again. And now yesterday he did not participate. So I hope he hasn't aggravated whatever. Maybe hopefully they're just being cautious, but yeah, it's frustrating because got such a tantalizing glimpse there in week one of his ability. And then we just haven't been able to see him on the field since. Cameron, thank you for the super chat. Might just be me, but I've seen a few Packers speak highly of Shepard. Thanks for being awesome, Nagler. Well, Cameron, that's very kind of you. Yeah, I mean, I just posted a clip earlier this morning on Twitter of Aaron Rodgers' availability yesterday where he talked about Shepard. And, you know, he touched on the fact that, you know, something that hasn't been talked about a whole lot, which is Shepard had a phenomenal training camp. Now, doesn't mean much. You got to do it when it counts. And last year when his number was called, he literally basically fumbled it away in that Lions game. But the fact that he stuck with it and has worked his ass off and made the 53 again, brought up to the squad, and has Aaron Rodgers in his corner, it can't hurt. And now he's got to go out and produce. Most likely, he'll be called upon at some point. And we heard Matt LaFleur say that Shepard had, they had plays for Shepard in the game plan last week that they just didn't get to. Well, got to think they're going to get to him this week, possibly. But yeah, it's time for him to put up. You know, he's absolutely earned a quarterback's trust of the coaching staff. Now it's time to prove that he's more than, you know, Trevor Davis part two, a guy who always put it together in the offseason and in the shorts and training camp, etc., but rarely, if ever, did anything in games that counted. The Simpsons did tell us so, too. All right, Lloyd, I'm not quite sure what that's in reference to, but the Simpsons have been correct about a whole lot. How can we replace Lazard's blocking role? Maybe we'll see more Jace. Julia, I think we will see more tight ends leaning into double tight end sets and things of that nature for that reason. What else we got? What is Lazard's contract worth next year? Well, he doesn't have a contract next year. He's set to be an exclusive rights free agent, which means they control his rights, which means he's not going anywhere. All right, I'll answer this just once. Thoughts of Antonio Brown? No. AM, thanks for the super chat. We have a young group. Let's be optimistic. As long as receivers get open, Rodgers will find them. Happy Friday and can't wait for Victory Tuesday. That is what I'm talking about. A perfectly written super chat. There, AM. Well done. Andrew Ware, thanks to the super chat. Dropping dimes and suck it signs. Carry the G. Apparently, you can't even allude to choice language in super chats. Had to edit this. Oh, YouTube is strict, man. YouTube is no joke. Absolutely. Thank you, man. Think Irvin sees more time. Kevin, yes. It's fascinating watching basically everybody, including people who cover this team professionally, kind of just forget that Swerve and Irvin have been working with the wide receivers basically since the start of camp. I don't think he's going to roll out there and be a traditional wide receiver, but he certainly can be utilized a little bit more in the offense a number of different ways. We've barely seen them start to even scratch the surface of how they can use him. My name is Paul. The shit's between y'all, man. But yes, 1,000% think Irvin sees more time. Do you think Darius Shepard is any good? Yes. I think Shepard is better than people give him credit for. Yes. I say Aaron Jones has a big game. Yeah, Eduardo, I think they'll definitely want to lead on the running game. It's going to be no different than any other game in that regard. I am interested to see if Dylan gets a few more looks this week, although hearing Aaron Rodgers talk yesterday, it sure sounds like, you know, he's not quite putting it together yet in the pass pro department, which is going to keep him off the field. I'm telling y'all, Swervin' Irvin. Exactly. Nicholas Miles, thank you for the super chat. Maybe we force Jones plays at wideout routes now to pose a threat for later in the season. And is it possible to get Kumaro back? I mean, if you're setting something up with Jones deep, yeah, that's a possibility. Absolutely. Put it on tape. Totally hear that. As far as Kumaro, I got a lot of that in the mentions last night. And look, yes, he knows the system. Aaron Rodgers trusts him, all of that. But the team kept Malik Taylor over him for a reason. It may be time to find out what that reason was. How did so many teams miss a guy out there like Irvin? What a find. Well, he dealt with a lot of injuries. I don't think anybody ever questioned his ability. He just had been hurt a lot. And guys tend to kind of fall by the wayside as far as having the spotlight on them by personnel people or coaches or whoever. But I love that pickup. And it's absolutely obviously saved the return game from last year to this year. But his ability on offense could really make him something special. What do I think of Begleton? There's a possibility they call him up. I mean, I still think he's probably a year away from being seasoned enough to play in the league on a regular basis. But, I mean, you saw the physical tools this summer. There's no question about that. And, you know, if they need a body at wide receiver, that's a guy who's been in the building all year. And I think that's the kind of route they would go rather than trading for someone or signing someone. But yeah, we'll see. He's definitely someone they could consider. Don't forget, you know, these practice squad guys, they are all there at practice each and every day working with the team. So if the Packers are going to go some kind of route, that's where they'll go. Kirksey coming back soon. I don't think they're going to get him back for a little bit yet. We'll see. I haven't seen a timeline presented, but there's no way that they're going to rush him back. A guy who's clearly was available in free agency because of injuries, has missed a lot of time due to injuries. We'll see if he gets any closer after the bye week. You should put a link in the notes to send beer. Oh, David, I got enough people sending beer without leaving notes about it. It's all good. Felt like Josh Jackson was coming along. Should we expect to see him on the field more? Attorney, yeah, he had a good camp. It's just hard to get him out there when you've got two guys on the perimeter who are playing well. You can't take King or Jair off the field. You know, maybe you kick Jair into the slot. But I think when they go dime, you'll definitely see him out there. There's no question about that. It's just a question of finding places to get him because he worked all summer strictly on the perimeter. And that is manned by Kevin King and Jair Alexander. So it's going to be tough, barring an injury, to get him on the field with regularity. Big dog wheel route. Lenny, now you are preaching. That's what I'm talking about. You're the man, Nags. Thanks, Jim. Is EQ's return going to be returned sooner or later? Do you think Lazard would return in 3 to 8 weeks? Google says it takes to recover from surgery. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't look at Google or any timelines that you find in a general sense when it comes to Lazard's injury. We have no idea what the specific injury is. And B, you know, more often than not, guys get knocked out by this injury for a decent amount of time. So anything we get out of Lazard this year would be an absolute bonus. As for EQ, he was placed on injury reserve after week one. So after this Falcons game was when he would be eligible to return because you need to be on for at least 3 weeks. Can Corey change his Twitter handle to Nagler's dorky sidekick? No. Is Tay out trending that way? Matt, no, the opposite, actually. He was on the field for the first time in over a week yesterday, and one of the local camera guys had a great shot of him. One of the coaches threw a ball, and it bounced into the stands, and Devontae goes up to the rail and hops right over it. I mean, he looks sprightly. So we'll see. I mean, I think today is the day you really want to watch as far as who participates, because it's Friday, but this is their Thursday-type practice because everything's a day later due to the Monday night game. So they should be in pads today. And if Devontae is out there in pads today, I think there's a good chance he plays. That's what you should be watching for today. Michael, thank you for the super chat. Pour one out for Lazard this season. Go, Pack, go. I mean, it's not necessarily over for Lazard, but, yeah, it doesn't – I'm not expecting much there. But, yes, pour one out. MVS needs to step up, too. Do you see it happening? I think he's always going to be a bit of a up and down player. The talent is undeniable. As Rodgers has said many times, he does tend to get in his own way. But it certainly hasn't seemed like Rodgers is going to shy away from him. And now he may be forced to go to him even more. But yeah, I don't see him. it's hard to imagine a guy who has been pretty hot and cold throughout his pro career so far suddenly, quote unquote, getting it. But stranger things have happened. We've seen guys develop at slower rates before. So I think he'll still produce when called upon. I still think he'll have some frustrating plays, and they'll just have to live with them. How long until someone suggests they convert Josh Jackson to wide receiver? Well, Kevin, at least they'll stop talking about converting him to safety. More receiving from the running backs? Absolutely. Wish you could get that guy Kumerow. They had that guy Kumerow, and then they let him go because they have Malik Taylor, who they clearly like more. Did Begleton have a good camp? Yeah, I thought he had a solid camp. I think he didn't get to run with the ones a whole lot, so it's hard to judge him much. But yeah, I thought he belonged. There's no question that, like I said earlier, he has the physical tools. But you know, it's a different game. It's in transition from the CFL to the NFL. It didn't look too big for him. So we'll see. I mean, and the other thing is these guys are continuing to practice, and that's something we don't have access to. So who knows how his game looks now compared to how it looked early August. This is the perfect time to display the depth at running back and tight end. Absolutely. Sign Tom Grassi. There you go. Sorry I'm late, Rob. Never let it happen again. I'm late to the party. Get Malik Taylor involved and Robert Foster elevated from the practice squad. Can you see this happening? I think Malik Taylor is a real possibility. Foster is a real wild card. I have no idea. I love his tape. You love what you see there. You see explosiveness, ability to get downfield. I have no idea how he's practicing, what he looks like in that regard. I'd be surprised if they went that route, but I do think Taylor is in line probably to get some snaps at least. Is Penton on the hot seat? Janelle, that's a good question. I don't know if it's a hot seat, but the Bunsen burner underneath it is certainly primed and ready. You know, there's no question that he was not given a whole lot more to work with this offseason, but he's been given a whole lot by this general manager over the course of his time in Green Bay. So I tend to think, you know, this is the franchise saying, okay, we've allocated a lot of resources onto your side of the ball. You're the one who needs to make this work. And so far, yes, there have been opportunistic moments, but it's a lot of what we saw last year, and I haven't seen a whole lot of difference slash improvement. So I think if it keeps going that way and they keep winning, he'll be okay. But if you don't see improvement, yeah, there's a possibility LaFleur would want to pull the trigger. What else we got here? I think I missed a super chat. I said it before you guys. Walter, thank you for the super chat. You have a quarterback and a coach. You always have a chance. Thank you, Walter. Someone who's paying attention. Actually, I think Corey put something up like that kind of last night on Twitter. I mean, everyone freaks out when guys get hurt. Man, the only injury that matters on offense is Aaron Rodgers. As long as Aaron Rodgers is upright, we got a shot. With Matt calling the plays, designing the game plan, Aaron executing it, game on. Thank you, Walter, for a sense of calm and astute normalcy. Andrew, do you think the Packers took Jordan Love in the first round this year because they assumed there would be no college ball to analyze the next couple of years because of COVID? No, I think that's somebody they liked for a long time. I don't think COVID played into it at all. I think they really liked the prospect. They saw a raw guy with a lot of ability, and they made a long-term investment in him. Nathan, thank you for the super chat. If enough games are postponed, will the NFL have makeup games weeks into January? If so, the Packers could have some home games into February. All right, let's not get ahead of ourselves. I know there was another report this morning of a couple more Titans people testing positive. They've already moved that game. And it seems to be an isolated incident because nothing is coming out from Minnesota. So, I mean, yes, could that happen? Sure. But we got to go from A to Q, and we're on like B and C. So let's just calm down about moving games and extending the season. Andrew, thank you for the super chat. It's payday, so LOL. Well, thank you, sir, for spending your hard-earned money here at Cheesehead TV. But 7-year-old me wants to bring up a game that Favre had 5 TDs. Sit down, shut up, and let's see 14. Now you're talking. 5 TDs, baby. I love that. Remember the Bears game on the bum ankle? I do. Man, it's good stuff. I don't know what this means, Otis, but I'm down with it. Look at this super chat. Trade Aaron Rodgers UFO story for Odell. Sure, man. Sign me up. it's looking like we should have drafted that wide receiver because the QB isn't helping us. That QB isn't helping us. Well, what are you talking? What? You guys are going to break my brain. The QB investment is long-term. The drafting of a wide receiver would have maybe helped them, possibly, maybe, maybe. But this idea that they botched it by not taking a wide receiver is absolutely ludicrous. It's ludicrous. They're 3-0. They're scoring at a historic rate. Now, yes, they have some a little bit of a challenge to navigate through. They're still incredibly efficient on offense. They still have an amazing offensive line. They've got an incredible running game. They got one of the best to ever do it at quarterback. They're going to be okay. Yes, a rookie wide receiver could have helped, maybe provided depth. Who knows? But you're going to be loving the Jordan Love pick if he turns out half as well as Aaron Rodgers did. Everyone hated the Aaron Rodgers pick when it happened. Yeah, here we are. Just why can't anybody just have a little perspective? Just pull back a little bit. And I'm not sitting here telling you that Jordan Love is going to be the next great quarterback. But let's just at least let it play out and find out and see what he is. Did anybody listen to Aaron Rodgers on McAfee this week? Or was it last week when he talked about how he came into that Cowboys game on the Thursday night when Brett got hurt and he changed the narrative around him from possible draft bust? That's right. That was 3 years in. People were talking about Aaron Rodgers being a possible draft bust. And then he went on to be a two-time MVP Super Bowl champion. 3 years of possible draft bust. We're like not even 3 months into Jordan Love being a Green Bay Packer. And people were saying they shouldn't have drafted him. Pull back. Have some perspective. Let it play out. I swear to God, you guys are going to drive me to drink more than I already do. Where are all the rookie wide receivers that are on 3-0 teams, and what are they doing so far? Zippo. Word. And I know the pushback from people is always like, well, they don't have Aaron Rodgers throwing to them. They're not playing in this offense. That's correct. You know why? Because Packers didn't want them to be. Sternberger breakout game. Michael, I'm here for it. Packers will need to dominate time of possession Monday. I mean, I think that's true most games, Brandy. No question about it. What's going to be interesting to follow is the status of the Falcons wide receivers. Julio was a limited participant yesterday. He is also dealing with a hamstring, much like Davante Adams. And Calvin Ridley, who is off to an amazing start, their young wide receiver out of Alabama, did not participate yesterday. I think it's an ankle injury. So that's something to watch. If they lose one or both of those guys, that's a whole nother ballgame. I know you asked Rodgers this question, and he kind of punted on it, but I really do believe Rodgers gives receivers second chances to regain their confidence. Example, Sternberger. I love to see that. Benny, thank you for mentioning that, because I did ask him about that after the game regarding Sternberger, and you're right. He did kind of punt on it, but it's fun if you go back and you watch after Sternberger's very first catch. It was basically the same action that they on the play that he dropped the week before. If you go back and you watch when Sternberger comes back to the huddle, Rodgers has a huge smile on his face and gives him props, pats him on the head, blah, blah, blah. So I do think he is invested in guys like that. I think he wants, you know, obviously for them to do well because it helps him, it helps the team. But I do think he genuinely goes back to guys and tries to build their confidence that way. And you're right. He punted on it, and I totally kind of get why, because he doesn't want to make that the narrative. But I think it's there, and I think it's real. And you just love to see it, especially for these young guys who want that confidence. They want to get approval from him, from the coaches, blah, blah, blah. Hopefully that instills confidence in them to continue to play at that level and even higher. All right, guys, I got to get going. I can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking some Packers. Please hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel. And if you're so inclined, please consider giving us $5 a month on the Patreon page, patreon.com/cheeseheadtv. If you can't do that, totally get it. Just hit like. Hit subscribe. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody.